All right, the recording has started. We had called the meeting previously to order at 9:03 a.m. The agenda was approved, and now we're moving into public comment. Are there any members of the public on the line that would like to make any comments? All right. Hearing none, we'll move on to the approval of the minutes from the last meeting on March 6th. If there's no questions on those minutes, I take a motion to approve as presented.
Move to approve as presented.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. And we also have the contract with Streamline in the packet here. We reviewed this at the last meeting. There's no changes to that. It's $960 annually for the website and about $50 a year for the domain name from GoDaddy. And we'll use that primarily for posting bids and other required legal items on the website for compliance. Is there any questions about that agreement?
Nope.
No, I'll move to approve the Streamline agreement.
Second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Thank you for that. And, Blair, Benj, Adam, all turn it over to y'all.
Yeah, I can go ahead and walk us through the bond resolution here.
Can you blow that up a little bit, please, Shannon?
Let's see.
If not, I can pull it up online.
Yeah, that's great.
Disappears when I get it bigger.
That's okay. Yeah, it's
all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
So the bond resolution here primarily accomplishes three things. A, it authorizes the district here to issue the bond subject to certain maximum parameters. B, it approves in form a number of documents in relation to the closing of the bonds. And then C, it also sets forth a notice for a public hearing that will also have to hold no less than 14 days after posting. And the posting of that notice for the public hearing is what will trigger our 30-day contestability period with respect to the authorization of the bond issuance, and then also the form of the documents being approved today. So Shannon, if you can scroll to section one, that's on the bottom of page four up one more. Yep. So section one lays out the maximum parameters of the bonds that the district is authorized to issue. As you can see here, it's a maximum par amount of $350 million, a maximum maturity of 31 years, a maximum discount from par of 5%. So in other words, can't be sold at less than 95% of the total principal amount. And then has a maximum interest rate of 10%. So those are generally the maximum parameters for any of the bonds to be issued by the district. Sections 2, 3, and 4 lay out if you want to just scroll down one page, these lay out the form of documents approved by the district today. So these will be the indenture. In our case, that'll be a general indenture and a first supplemental indenture. The bond purchase agreement and the continuing disclosure agreement that was circulated by Underwriters Council yesterday, the capital pledge agreement, which will be between the district and PONSLA, And then the revenue pledge agreement, which was distributed by Blair yesterday. That's the event center revenue pledge agreement. And then additionally, it also approves the forms of the preliminary official statement and then eventually the limited official statement as well. Section 4 also authorizes the designated officers of the board, which in this case are the Board of Trustees, to make any changes, alterations as necessary to any of these documents, so long as they remain in substantially similar form to the forms approved at this meeting. Any questions so far?
Hey, Adam, I had one question. I saw a reference, I think, last night that the net revenue pledge from the event center, would that agreement, POMSLA, would be a party to that? We don't have it drafted that way currently. Is that correct that POMSLA will be a party?
Are you talking about the event center revenue agreement?
Yeah.
And they should not be party to that agreement.
Okay, I didn't think so. So I can point that out for you after the meeting just to make sure we clean that up.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, Randy had wanted it approved to form under this resolution as well, so we can follow up with him too.
Okay, I'll make a note to send you an email.
Sounds good. And then the last part here, if you'll scroll to the bottom of page 6, Shannon, section 11. So under the Bonding Act, under the Utah Code, the district is also required to hold a public hearing to invite the public to make any comments regarding the issuance of the bonds or any economic impact that the bonds might have. We'll need to hold this no less than 14 days after we properly post notice of the public hearing, which, as Aaron described in our past meeting, is a Class A notice. It'll need to be posted physically within the boundaries of the district and then also on the Utah public notice website. So if we could, we'd want to schedule this public hearing. We could do that right now if you all want. I would suggest that we hold it the week of April 21st, just because assuming that we're able to post notice either today or tomorrow, that would make the 21st the earliest day we'd be able to hold it. So we can either do that right now, or I can send something out after this meeting to determine when we want to hold that hearing.
Question on timing of this public hearing. I get that it has to be 15 or 14 days from the timing of posting.
Yep.
Is there any requirement as it relates to then thereafter the issuance of bond in terms of timing?
No. So is there do you have to do it within a certain number of days of posting? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I mean, we have to do it from so many days of posting.
Yeah.
It sounds like, but there's no then subsequent requirement of how soon thereafter we've got a timeline to issue our bonds.
No. So the 30-day contestability period that we're going to want to run prior to posting the offering document here or the official statement here, that starts when we post notice. So it's not actually from the date that we hold the public hearing. So if we wanted to hold this, 20, 25 days after posting the notice as opposed to the 14, we could do that as well. The one thing I'll say though is because this 30-day clock is running from posting notice, we'll want to be within those 30 days. We'll want to hold the public hearing within the 30 days of posting.
Totally get relating to the public hearing. I'm just relating to if we're not able to get all the documents finalized until August.
Yep.
Right? Just because there's no tie between when we're actually issuing and finalized documents to this public
hearing. No, sorry. Yeah. No. No.
Okay. I sincerely believe we're going to be able to beat August. I'm just.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no clock with respect to holding the hearing and needing documents to be finalized within some type of a window. So that's not a concern. Okay. Any questions about that? Do we want to look at dates to schedule the public hearing on this call, or do we want to handle that afterward via email?
So Adam, just so I'm crystal clear here. So
yep.
If we were to do it on the 21st, you said?
Yep.
What exactly are we approving?
So
that what are we approving then that we're not approving right now? Let me ask it that way.
So that the public hearing itself is just a statutory requirement in order for any governmental entity to issue bonds pledged by taxes.
Okay.
And so we would just be checking the box on a statutory requirement. We'd be holding, we would likely have it during a district board meeting where we're handling other items as well.
Okay.
And Shannon would just open the public hearing. If any members of the public have joined, that would be their opportunity to express their thoughts on the issuance of the district's bonds or any economic impact. There's no requirement that we respond to questions during that. It's just an opportunity for the public to express their opinions.
So we could have, I mean, that could just be the meeting and we could close it, or we can pair it with other agenda items as well.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
And so the, if, sorry, I've not done this in Utah yet. So we're in a contested period. What, if somebody contests that, what ends up happening? Because if we go all the way to the hearing, people complain between now and then, do we have to change things? Do we have to reapprove things? Trying to understand.
So a what contest happens in
a contest period.
Yeah, a contest in this sense would be a formal legal argument that we're not complying with statute. It wouldn't be something as simple as a complaint from the public that they're not happy with something.
Okay.
It would have to be a formal legal contest, typically in the form of a lawsuit, alleging that we're not complying with statute in some way.
Okay.
Yeah. And so this 30-day windows from the posting is the time within which the public could do that. And after that period is closed, you can't bring a legal argument against.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Yep.
In the resolution itself, right? Because that's what we're approving. The resolution, correct me, Shannon, it's in the agenda, correct? The proposed resolution.
It is.
Yes, it's everything's, there's, you know, 7 or 8 items all encapsulated in this whole block here.
Right. And I just wanted to review quickly those 7 or 8 items. So we're approving just the documents themselves. If I could, we could just list them out real quick.
Yep. So that is the indenture. Yep. First supplemental and the general indenture both.
Okay. Essentially a first and a second on the debt.
Yep.
Okay.
Second is the bond purchase agreement.
Okay.
Which will be executed on pricing date. And then the continuing disclosure agreement.
That's the one you sent through this morning or last night.
Yeah, this was sent by Evan with Thompson Coburn. Yep. And then the capital pledge agreement, which we're obviously still negotiating with PAMSLA. And then the event center revenue pledge agreement. And then we can get together after this call and determine whether or not that needs to stay in this resolution or not. Just where we.
Was there.
Oh, so we do have the district as a party here player, right?
Yeah, I said that within your bond resolution, it references PAMSLA being a party. We don't have PAMSLA as a party to this agreement.
Oh, so I just want to make sure. Understood. Okay. Yeah. If we have that reference to PAMSLA being a party of the revenue pledge agreement, we can definitely strip that out before we send out for signatures.
Yeah.
So those are the bond documents. And then the last are the preliminary official statement. That was sent out in the group of documents I sent out last night. We currently still have it listed as a limiting offering memorandum, but we'll restructure this so that it's an official statement.
And then we've determined that the subcampus DDA is not a party to these. We don't need to. I mean, that will be a separate approval of the board later on, but it's not doesn't need to be referenced here in this resolution.
Yeah. And that was the recommendation for Randy to not put that in today's resolution.
Okay. Thank you for walking me through this.
Yeah, of course. Any other questions on the resolution?
No. If there are none, the best way, is it best to read the resolution or just say as you know, in the proposal, to, as you know, scripted here in the agenda?
Yeah, we can just take a vote and reference just the number of the resolution. That, yeah.
Okay, I will move to approve the resolution.
Okay.
Under item 4, action items, subsection C, in the agenda as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great.
Okay.
And then I'll follow up later today with a couple cleanups as discussed, and then throw out some potential dates for the public hearing. And we'll get that that notice circulated with instructions on posting.
I actually feel like it'll be more efficient if we just pick a date and time right now as opposed to email. Totally
agree. Okay. Yeah, totally that works. So we mentioned the 21st. That would just require that we have the notice finalized and posted no later than by tomorrow. And if that's doable for everybody, we could do it as early as then or any time later that week. Whatever's best for people.
I'm going to be out Wednesday through Friday of that week, so I'd prefer to do it Monday or Tuesday.
Monday's great for me. After I'm available from right now, 11:30 to 3, I'm open. So.
And I'm open 11:30 to 2.
Okay. What about would 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Zach and Trevor.
Yeah, 1 o'clock on the 21st. That works for me. Zach.
Yeah, that works for me too.
Good here.
Claire.
I've got a 1 o'clock, but Betsy, are you available at 1? Otherwise, I can check with Megan. Someone from our office can cover at 1. Nobody. We don't need to accommodate my conflict.
Yeah, I can be there, Blair.
Okay, great.
Maybe there's some other agenda items we can get on this public meeting before then. Ideally, maybe approval of some, or hopefully finalization of some of these documents, but that will be future meetings.
We don't have any more documents to approve, Robert, do we? It's like we're having our own legislative session.
We're approving these ones as to form. So assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, counsel, but assuming that there's not major changes to these documents, they could be executed without another hearing, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And then we would need to, for the subcampus DDA and any amendment to the governing documents, those are the two documents I don't think are referenced in this resolution, that we would need to have additional discussion and or approval of in the future.
Correct. Yeah.
And then Adam, you'll get us the Jake and I, the proper posting to put up on utah.gov. And
yep.
Do we have someone that can post it? You said on site as well at the project site.
The site is a 5x5 foot area inside Palms' area, so we can be hopefully pretty close. I don't know, the sign would be, we probably need a surveyor to get it exactly right, but we can get pretty close, I think.
The
idea, Robert, I think for something like this is an area people could see it. So I think you'd be better off to put it along a road than exactly in the, you know, in the site, with the idea being it should be seen rather
people than are gonna be like, is there a sign in the middle of that field?
Yeah.
Robert,
yeah,
could we
I don't think you want anybody trudging out there to read it.
What if we ask Colliers if we could, you know, they've got those big signs out there, we could lean it up against there probably at the ground plane.
I work.
Those things are built like a brick house.
Oh, Awesome. So 1 o'clock on the 21st.
First. Yes.
Then Adam's going to get the remaining stuff out today so we can post by tomorrow.
Sounds good. And we'll get an invite out for the 21st and, you know, work on the agenda after that posting, and then we'll be all set. Are there, I kept the discussion items for contracts to be assigned after bond closing on here. Don't know if there's any discussion needed or if there's other discussion that the board wants to conduct here before we close out the meeting.
I think I referenced other, in addition to these bond documents, we're talking about the two that I'm aware of that we would need to execute and approve here. Other than that, there are other agreements the developer and or PID would be executing in the course of normal course of kind of moving forward to the development. It's the, you know, the agreement with OVG, which we've, I think we've already approved, just maybe we haven't approved for them. Anyway, we approved them as you know, the likely operator, but the agreement we would need to approve an assignment of a few other documents, potentially, you know, the architectural agreement and those sorts of things that the developer may have executed at that time. So there are other documents certainly in the future, but we can discuss those as they come up. So nothing else for me.
I'm good.
Anyone else?
Nothing for me.
Good here. Thank you.
All right. I take a motion to adjourn at 9:26 a.m.
I will motion that we adjourn.
Second.
We all seconded.
All right.
Take your pick, Shannon.
All right. We're adjourned 9:26. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, everyone.
Have a good trip, Robert.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
See you.
See you.